you certainly want to see a lot of what we saw today, a lot of different lead changes. And this comes from a lot of work from the entire industry, going back to Nashville, everybody getting together, talking about what could we collectively do for the sport, specifically for this racetrack. So the race teams came together, the drivers, Goodyear, and I think all that played a part today, and not only tire wear, PJ1 that was applied, the rules package as well, and we saw a lot of different things happen during the race. Some emotions run pretty high, which is what you want, and a lot of comers and goers, and ultimately a really good race. To a point, you know, these guys, we've got the best engineers in the world, right? So they'll go back and study what worked and where they maybe could make a difference. A lot of racing to go, but certainly feel like this is a good platform to start off our short track package. And what we wanted to see is we kind of head off and go to Martinsville and Richmond, see what we can do there. But all in all, thought it was really good.
Outside the package, were you happy with the tire today?
Yeah, so far, I mean, we'll go back and look at the data, but the fall off was there, the wear that we saw, so we've still got to go back and look at what the exact times were for some of the longer runs, and but all in all, yes.
You had a lot of different people flexing their muscle up front, you know, coming from the back to the front. Is that encouraging?
That is. I think you saw, you know, some dominant cars for sure, but not only were drivers and teams able to catch the leader, but even when someone was passed for the lead, they were able to go back and actually retake the lead, which is always something you'd like to see, and multiple cars were able to do that.
You have a big sigh of relief after seeing that. I mean, obviously.
I think, Bob, I think it's more confidence in the industry, and when we work together as an industry and really put our minds together, we've always said that, you know, NASCAR is not just us at the R&D Center. It's the teams coming together. It's drivers who sat in and talked about this package. And, you know, a lot of that's worked. We still got to learn more and go back and digest. But all in all, I think it was a good effort by everyone involved.
Is it fair at all to look at the last year's Phoenix race in the fall and say that had anything to do with changing it? Like, was this going to be in the works before that? Or was that the catalyst for what we are seeing here today?
I think it's a fair question. I think it was an exclamation point on what we knew we needed to do on a short track package that we all felt we needed to address it in some way. But I think what may have pushed us over the edge as a group is knowing the championship's here. And we had this race to try some things and see if it worked. We hoped it would work. If not, we were going to pull another lever and see what we could do. But, yeah, I think that was the exclamation point of, hey, let's address the short tracks where we can.
How many races do you need to see this package before you do pull any new levers for the rest of the year?
I think our intent is to stay with this package, you know, barring something that we see throughout the year, Bob. But, you know, this was the first big test, obviously, with the championship. So expect us to stay with this one.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.